Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Eric Pickle. That is the foursome.
All right, so yesterday afternoon, so as I told you, my son's been dealing with an injury. I was bumming. I just started a fire. I actually literally just started drinking.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. It's just like draining my sorrows. I just bitter because, you know,
at what time?
4:50.
Oh, that is early. That's early to light.
But
that
it's better to start drinking early because then you can sleep better. Like, I don't, if I drink late, I'm more likely to have a hangover.
By the way, there was a brief brief window of time yesterday where it was warm enough to justify the short sleeves I was wearing on the golf course.
Sure.
But it was actually kind of cold.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a breeze. I thought it was going to be closer to 60.
I thought it was going to be warm, and I had the short sleeve like that. We all have this, the NBC Sports Washington kind of like pullover.
Right.
I was cold the whole time. Except for Bickle.
Bickle wasn't. He was near his fire pit.
No, I was near my fire, and it was good. I literally just poured my vodka tonic.
Surrounded by all the birds.
And I put a little bit of pomegranate in there because that's healthy cakes. A little bit of pomegranate.
A little bit of pomegranate with the vodka or the whiskey, whatever the drink of choice.
Little Tito's.
Yeah.
And a little pomegranate, a little, what is it?
I'm sure your liver's thanking you.
I used the diet tonic too. Okay. I used the diet tonic. Yeah. So a little less calorie.
That makes a lot of difference.
Less calorie, less sugar. So I did that. And Jason does this occasionally. He texts me these bombs that he gets from all his connections. Jason's plugged in. He works the phones. And Jason texts me a big name.
I'm the best investigative reporter in all of DC.
You might be.
A pretty big name.
Pretty sure I am.
And Ricky Pitino. Had dinner on Sunday.
I don't know if it was Sunday, but they had dinner one day last week.
Okay.
That's what the source said. Yes.
Right. And so I went, oh, that's hilarious. Mm-hmm. And I went, you're going to say we can't report that, but we should. Right. And I'm going to give more details. Don't worry. That's not just that Pitino had dinner.
Right.
Okay. And
was he having dinner with Mark Chimura?
I mean, he's got to eat.
Yeah. Right.
That's an old callback.
Yeah.
Right. So let me just say this. And I wrote this down. And Jason doesn't necessarily agree with this, and he could chime in however he wants. But I wrote this down because I know people will parse every word we say. We learned yesterday that according to multiple sources, so Jason has it from multiple sources, and people intimately involved with the program, like nobody knows the program better than some of these sources, okay? Mm-hmm. Nobody. That Maryland is heavily pursuing Ricky Pitino.
Yep. Why do you keep calling him Ricky?
Whatever. Just Rick Pitino. The old guy.
Right. Okay.
The guy, not the kid in Minnesota.
That,
yeah, the guy that banged a chick in the Italian restaurant.
Yeah, I was going to say, did he go out for some pasta? Were they having dinner at an Italian joint?
Yeah, I would guess. Odds were good.
One person knows every
Hope
single...
Hope they went to Fausto's.
Gnocchi and a hostess.
One person that we talked to said every single player involved in this deal who knows everybody, we reached out to him. He said, yes, I know they want him. There's one donor in particular that's pushing this.
And he's a big donor.
Big one.
Yeah.
And then I talked
bigger
to
than these guys?
Yeah, I talked to another guy, and I said, can I safely say that Rick Pitino is their top choice? He said he absolutely is their top choice.
Yeah.
Multiple donors right now are driving this. One guy in particular is somebody who, that, you know, if you go to Maryland games, you see the face. I see this person all the time. I didn't know the guy's name, and I learned details about him. It just makes sense. There's also, I was told, there's a lot of factors in here. All these people know each other. There's like horse racing connections through some of these people. Like, they're familiar with each other.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
It makes sense. There are a lot of connections. We're also told that at least one person that would know said Rick, last he heard, Rick was not really interested in this job.
Okay? Correct.
So we're not saying Rick Pitino's going to be hired.
We're not saying Rick is the guy. We're just saying that Maryland really likes Pitino.
He's their number one choice.
He's their top dog.
They're correct. Going hard after him right now, and there are a couple donors that are leading the charge.
They're going big. Rivera wants to swing big for a quarterback?
Right.
Right.
Well, Damon Evans wants to swing big on a hoops coach.
I don't blame him.
Good, because the rest of the names, to me, as a Maryland alum, we're all uninspiring.
Andy Enfield doesn't get the size.
Well, it might end up being a guy like Enfield.
It might be. But, and so my initial instinct, I got a lot of things and a couple of little more details here. My initial instinct was, well, this is awesome because Ricky, by the way, is one of the greatest coaches. You can say whatever you want about banging and panging. And
I mean, he's had some scandals.
He's got scandals. Yep. But he's
a great coach.
One guy I know is in a coaching world says he's the greatest college coach of all time. I mean, he just is. I mean, in his guy's opinion.
He's won national championships at a couple different schools. He goes to Iona. He's been there for 20 minutes.
Right.
And they've already won the regular season this year. They're going to be the one seed in their conference. He can coach.
So supposedly he's actually happy at Iona.
Mm-hmm.
And last I saw, he's only making $1 million, though. So money talks.
Correct.
Okay, so he's at least going to listen. They're going hard. There are multiple big money, the kind of guys that make things happen at Maryland, okay, that are after him. They're driving it. They want him hard. I don't know if they're going to be able to land him or not. One impediment that I heard, and I thought this was an interesting nugget, okay, is that we always think that the Under Armour connection is awesome for Maryland, right? It's a lot of money. It's a big time, you know, apparel company, and you have the resources of Plank and Under Armour, et cetera. But what I was told, and we know this, but just it kind of puts it all in perspective, is that but in the basketball world, Under Armour is an impediment.
Kids
it
don't like it.
Doesn't help.
The kids do not like Under Armour.
The kids don't care about it, even though Steph Curry wears it. Kids don't care about it. And none of the grass, what I was told, this is the quote, the grassroots operations that Under Armour is nothing like what Nike and Adidas has. You know, in terms of the AAU circuit and just the contacts and the, you know what I mean?
Right.
So Under Armour, as big as it is actually, if you're a potential coach and you're looking, you want to say, hey, Maryland's a great job, but I got to deal with, and I'm not trying to talk down Under Armour. I love Under Armour. I like Kevin Plank.
50-year-olds wear Under Armour.
I know. Well.
18-year-olds don't. They don't like
maybe
it.
Maybe they need to start greasing some palms a little bit more.
In the basketball world, if you go to an Under Armour school, it's very, now you could point to Bruce Pearl, maybe. I think that's an Under Armour school.
Yeah.
As somebody pointed
is.
Out to me. But there might be some other reasons why that situation's working. Let me just leave it at that. Okay?
Right.
But being an Under Armour school doesn't necessarily help Maryland. It actually hurts them. Okay? And then, of course, you have the move to the Big Ten. What I was told by another guy recently that coaches, that if you want to coach Maryland, you want to coach to be successful in the ACC, and you want to be a Nike school.
You could also argue Wisconsin just won the Big Ten title. They're an Under Armour school.
Yeah, I mean, so it's not impossible.
Not saying it's impossible, but it doesn't help.
But from Rick Pitino's standpoint, okay, I understand that he might be happy at Iona, but like you said, money talks.
Yes.
And does he want to stay in the Metro Atlantic, which is a one-bid conference every single year, okay? And you could have great teams and win the regular season every single year, but you have to win the conference tournament to get in the tournament. Or do you go to a Power Five conference where there's multiple bids every year?
You probably quintuple your salary.
Right, and you obviously go to the tournament if you have good enough teams.
Right.
There's 6, 7, 8, 9 teams from the conference that go.
And you have much better resources, obviously, at a Maryland than you do at Iona.
Right.
And it's not even close.
So it would be, and if they pulled it up, it would be a big-time smash.
It would be huge.
I mean, it would instantly put Maryland sort of back on the big-time
stage. It would
be
a splash hire.
It would be a splash
hire. No doubt.
Now, I will say this also. As I said to a couple people that I was talking to yesterday, I was like, well, if they're going to do this, why don't they just freaking offer Gary? If you're going to offer another old guy, why don't you just offer Gary?
Mm-hmm.
But then I answer my own question. Why would Gary want to deal with this? He's a god. He walks in there. He's the king. You wouldn't want to tarnish your reputation. First of all, he'll tell you he doesn't really like recruiting. And it's, you,
no, you never, know what I mean? Never so really did.
It probably doesn't make sense for
and now with
point.
Him having to deal with NILs.
Yeah. He, I mean, I can't even imagine.
No. But, it wouldn't fit.
But I'm just telling you, fit. I'm just telling you that's how my brain was working.
Trust me, my brain started moving that direction too after I read Eric Ayala say that Gary gave the pregame speech against their best game of the year against Ohio State.
Yeah. Got you pumped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So I was ready for Gary to come back.
Gary's enjoying his consultant role with Under Armour, whatever he's doing.
I think he likes to come out there and take that cocky walk into center court every couple of years, and you know what I mean. It'd be the big.
And then he can go up to the suite and chill and throw back a drink or two during the game instead of have to grind through.
And by the way,
a college basketball.
Eric and I wouldn't throw this out there if we didn't have credible, reliable sources. Believe me, we talked to a number of them.
No, and they were like names he never heard of that were. Sharing with people and they're confirming, yes, that's the person that's behind it. That's the person with the money. That's the person that has been pushing this. And it's just, look, I thought it was interesting. It's not earth shattering. It's not Ukraine
and look,
stuff.
When we threw stuff out there a few weeks ago and we were talking about potential candidates, Pitino's name came up.
Yeah.
You know, we've been out there. That's been out there. You know, the media will throw that out there. But now we are hearing that Maryland really, really
wants
him.
He's their top guy.
Yeah.
Now, if they had their druthers, that's who they want.
Now, whether or not that gets it done, we don't know. But you can rest assured that they are very interested in Rick.
Good. Another guy's telling me, and I don't know if this is true.
Because he'll win. Rick Pitino will win.
He wins everywhere. Correct.
I can't confirm this, but a guy that I trust says Rick not only loves it. He's another person that said he loves it at Iona. That he lives on a golf course there. He's got all the money in the world.
Silly.
He's got the perfect setup.
Got a great setup. Yeah.
So
probably going to Saratoga.
Yeah,
but he's from New York. That's why he keeps saying Iona was going to be his last stop. And right. He said, I don't want to say that for sure because people will call me a liar if I ever leave.
Yeah.
But he loves living in New York. They gave him the second chance there.
But that's true. But if Maryland comes in with like a 5-year, $30+ million offer, it's going to be tough.
Right, well, we're not saying that he's going to leave Iona. We're just saying we're not coming to it from his standpoint. We're coming to it from Maryland's standpoint.
This is what Maryland should do. This is how they should sweeten the pot. They'll say, Rick, we'll hire you. We'll do a 5-year contract.
Right.
And also put your son on staff, and he'll be your successor. We'll basically guarantee him the head coaching job.
We'll just pull the rug right out from under him.
But we'll guarantee his
Franklin. What's his first name? It's not Ron.
James
Franklin. Yeah, right.
But we'll basically guarantee his son be on staff with Rick, and we'll give him a nice big fat assistant coach salary. And then in 5 years, he will be the successor. We'll put it on paper.
Right.
And then we'll pull the rug right from under him and get a better coach.
Because as Jason said, you've heard the name. People throw the name on Pitino. But I kind of dismissed it out of hand and said, well, they're not really going to go after it. No.
They're
going after. That's who they want. That's who the power brokers want.
Right.
That's who I wanted all along.
There might be
I'm not a power broker at all. Makes sense.
There might be some nerd in the athletic department that doesn't want to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
But the people that have the money, that's
who
they want.
You're that nerd.
And by the way, it would be a home run if they could
pull it
off.
Would be.
I endorse it.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Just anybody that would welcome the NIL bit with open arms, it's Rick Pitino.
Well, that's why he was fired. That's why he was fired at Louisville. Now it's legal to do it.
Of course he's all about it.
Yeah.
He's not going to be one of these guys like, well, I don't know how to navigate this whole NIL thing. I think he's going to be okay with it.
He's got a whole map.
Hey, Travi, what do you think? I mean, when I told you, it's a nugget, right? I mean, it's interesting.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's certainly worth not sharing on Twitter and saving it for the radio show.
Yeah, I was just going to blurt it out on Twitter.
No. I think it's great.
Scolded.
It's a great nugget. You guys are doing great work. Working the phones, as you call
it. It was exhausting.
It was exhausting.
Because you don't want to say it because everyone just tries to refute you right away.
Multiple sources, though.
Multiple sources.
Oh, of course, multiple.
And the names that people were dropping, and then we were, you know, hey, mention this name to so-and-so, and they're like, yeah, that's the guy. You know what I mean? You start getting multiple confirmation, people you never even heard of, then you're like, yeah, this
Believe me,
you know.
I wouldn't have texted Eric that they were interested in Pitino if it was just my cousin who told me it.
Right. Hey, look, I'm happy because
Tommy Wadi just said, hey, he heard down in Oxford.
at the
dock bar, and I heard Pitino's
at the dock that Pitino's their guy. Believe me, I wouldn't go on the air with that.
But
I wouldn't text anybody that.
But when we talked about it the day after Turge stepped down, Rick Pitino's name was the first name we brought up.
I know.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I didn't think that he would be their top choice, honestly. That's like your home run swing It's kind of like
that's
crazy.
That's something that, like, the media speculates on. He's a big name, and you're just trying to go with it. But you didn't think that someone Maryland would pursue.
Yeah, you just think it's not really going to happen.
By the way, they should give him a free space in the Preakness for any of his horses.
Sure, why not?
Put that in the contract.
It's one of the perks.
Can they even do that?
No, but I'm just saying. Let's add an extra spot in the Preakness for him.
To bring
How about
in
this?
Here.
All of his horses can be the entire field of the Preakness. Guaranteed win.
Yeah.
Now, the next coach of Maryland might be, like I said, an Andy Enfield.
I heard somebody say
Kevin Willard.
It could
be any of those guys.
Yeah.
But we're saying that Maryland really wants Rick Pitino.
Yeah.
Good.
Which I'm interested in. Which I think would be a home run.
Now, Rick might say, you know what? I like it up here.
It would give a jolt to the fan base because they need it.
They need
I'll tell the you paddles. What,
people would go to games if Rick Pitino's walking out on court.
He would be the paddles that would help resuscitate the fan base.
Correct.
I'll tell you, I'm going to be a
Did babe. Gary coach against him way back in the day when he was coaching at Providence?
Maybe it's
Say again.
Sure,
oh,
yeah. Probably when Gary was at BC.
I'm sure they crossed paths at some point.
Yeah. I'm sure they knew each other.
In the 80s, yeah.
They think of how far it goes back.
The connections?
Yeah.
Well, what the other
I mean,
thing
he went
is,
to a Final Four with Billy Donovan, it's, right? Didn't he go to a Final Four with Billy Donovan's
ballpark? Yes. When Jason texted to me and I started doing my research on it, I was like, my initial instinct, they're going to bring in that old fart. He'd be a home run, but I mean, right. But I looked up, he's only 69.
69.
And I think he looks older. Like, I think Ricky's aged quite a bit in the last decade.
Right.
I think all the scandal has taken a toll
on
him.
Soul,
yeah. You get a turkey neck. Yeah. He's just not. He doesn't look silly.
His wrinkles look. Yeah.
So I was
more
surprised
profound.
That he's only a few years older than me.
But a few years. That's the more than a few years.
17.
But you know what? If he lands with Maryland, they only need to wring the last like 5 years of coaching out of him.
Right. Exactly.
Get him to 75. He you know sails.
It's
off the sunset.
It's the perfect bridge to rebuild the program.
He gets his golden parachute. He's
right.
good.
All
like
right,
he
so,
needs a golden parachute.
So here you go. So we want to bang out your calls when we come back. Would you be sized if they land Ricky Pitino?
By the way, he's 8 years younger than Jim Boeheim.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought he was older. He looks older to me. He looks hurt to me. But I'm just.
Yeah, but he'll look good in the Maryland gear.
He will look good on the Maryland.
I'm sized for him to wear that white seersucker suit out there at Xfinity.
He'll look good at some high school gym with a Terps hoodie on.
Definitely would.
So. Are you sized?
By the way, Drab and I, you got to stop calling him Ricky. It's tilting us.
Sorry.
It makes me think of the sun.
Okay. I'm just being me. It's the old fart.
It's Rick Pitino.
Rick Pitino.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. You can call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines here on the Junkies.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!